AT&T agrees to buy T-Mobile.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for Jeremy Hobson. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. An AT&T and T-Mobile merger would create the country's largest cell phone provider. Coming up, we'll look at the deal and what it means about the economy. But first, where's Wall Street? The Dow is up nearly 200 points right now. Cross 12,000 at 12,055. The Nasdaq is up about a point and a half, as is the S&P. Global markets were also all up today, as the nuclear situation in Japan showed signs of improvement over the weekend. Still earlier today, workers had to be evacuated from the nuclear plant after smoke was spotted coming from one of the reactors. The airstrikes in Libya helped push oil prices up. The price of a barrel jumped $2. The big news on Wall Street today is the nearly $40 billion deal that would marry AT&T and T-Mobile to create the country's largest wireless company. AT&T shares are up in early trading. We'll get the broader picture from our regular economist. But first, Marketplace's David Gura has been following the news all morning. Good morning, David.
Hey, Adrian.
So why is AT&T making this deal now?
Well, AT&T would become the largest wireless provider in the U.S. with 130 million customers. Obviously, that's a lot of phone bills. I talked to Christopher King. He follows the wireless industry for Stifel Nicolaus. He says there are a lot of reasons why this deal makes sense.
They can, you know, consolidate everything from cell towers to spectrum to handset purchases to, you know, sales and, you know, marketing staffs.
And Adrian, that means there could be significant cost savings to AT&T and potentially to you and me.
And that's what I'm interested in. I'm a former AT&T customer, switched to T-Mobile. What's it going to mean for me and other T-Mobile customers out there?
Well, you'd have more choices. I know you've got a Droid. You could trade that in for an iPhone if you wanted to. And AT&T says its new network would be a lot bigger and faster. But there are critics who say, do we really want more consolidation? There are people who associate AT&T with slow service and dropped calls. And they're worried that if the market continues to shrink, say if Verizon Wireless decided to buy Sprint Nextel, there'd be even less competition, and that could make service more expensive. Now, AT&T needs approval from the Justice Department and the Federal Communications Commission, and as every analyst I talked to said, Adrian, those are two big hurdles it'll have to overcome.
David Gura in Washington. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Assuming the deal does pass regulators' muster, what are the broader implications for the economy? For that, we turn to Julia Coronado, chief economist at the investment bank BNP Paribas. She joins us now live. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So what do big mergers like this tell us about the health of the economy?
Well, usually when mergers and acquisitions pick up, that's a good sign that businesses are feeling confident enough about the future that they're willing to become aggressive, look for deals, look for ways to grow and expand their operations. And it's also an indication that markets are willing to finance these transactions. So it's optimism from the markets and from the businesses themselves.
But when I hear about streamlining, as we have in this case, I think layoffs. Do big mergers always lead to layoffs? And doesn't that hurt the economy?
In general, yes. Mergers are often associated with layoffs. There is some overlap in operations that can be trimmed as the result of a merger. In fact, that's one of the ways the merger creates value. So in and of itself, the merger is not job-friendly. To the extent, however, that it serves as a signal for the broader economy that activity is picking up and that businesses are becoming more confident, it can be, not always, but it can be associated with a pickup in job growth.
Great. So do you expect we'll see more consolidation in the telecommunications industry sort of going forward?
Well, I would say bottom line, probably so. This is an industry that is intensely competitive, even though consumer spending in this area is very strong. Consumers are very picky, very cost conscious. And so, again, it's an intensely competitive industry, which usually does lead to some merger and acquisition activity.
Thanks, Julia. Julia Coronado is the chief economist at the investment bank BNP Paribas.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. and by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
The developers of the internet browser Firefox are releasing a new version of the software tomorrow. They're determined to seize control of turf that the king of the hill, Microsoft, has already surrendered. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
When Microsoft launched its spiffy new version of Internet Explorer last week, the company issued a statement saying IE9 is intended to be run on a, quote, modern operating system. Essentially, the message to Windows XP holdouts is, get with the program and upgrade to Windows 7 already.
It's probably good for Microsoft to say that, considering they're in the business of selling operating systems.
Mike Beltzer is product director for Mozilla Firefox. He says Microsoft's decade-old Windows XP still powers the biggest share of web traffic, so the new and faster version of Firefox being launched this week works with XP.
There's so much great new web technology out there, improvements in speed, security, and capability, that we just couldn't imagine leaving 50% of our users behind.
Beltzer worries web designers will be slow to adopt new features if only a small share of their users can benefit, so he says Firefox will support XP as long as it stays popular. Microsoft argues that Internet Explorer 8 is good enough for XP holdouts. The actual quote is that its older browser is still safe, fast, and reliable. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally, the Chicago Tribune reports there's a trade show face-off going on this month. Two beauty industry trade shows are vying for Midwest Beauty Convention supremacy. America's Beauty Show has been around for 87 years and attracts nearly 40,000 hairstylists. It's being challenged by the fresher-faced International Salon and Spa Expo. Perhaps a reality show is in order. You could call it Beauty Gets Ugly, and maybe it'd have some sort of competition involving fake eyelashes, sky-high updos, and elaborate manicures. I'd watch. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire was 100 years ago, and a lot of what was said afterward back then is being said again today.
The chant that went up after this tragedy was, who will protect the working girl? And now we hear people from all sides saying, well, who will protect working people?
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lessons from History, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.